The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Davov, we started discussing in the previous shir, a machlokes tesis in the Ramban, where shvua sheyoichel v'loyochel, but the way he was in violation was not just in a passive state. He actually took the kikkan milah and threw it by yom. And we described that there's a machlokes rishonim, since the way to be over be'etzem that shvua is by being in a passive state, by sitting, put, and not being mekayim, not eating, the fact that he violated that in active, in proactive form, by throwing it layom, is not defined as the ma'aseh being over that shvua. That svara seems to be a machlokes rishonim. I'd like to delve into that svara. That'll open up new vistas for us on a shas horizon of defining what's a ma'aseh aver and what's not. We started also discussing lav sheyesh b'ma'aseh ein b'ma'aseh, and stiris in definition, where you have sometimes things that are the same aver could be violated in a passive state and an active state, with a ma'aseh, without a ma'aseh. Sometimes we find the chinuch tells us there are cases where it can be done without a ma'aseh. If it's done with a ma'aseh, it's still called lav sheyesh b'ma'aseh. The Magen Mishnah has for us a case of chasim b'ko, where something is done with a ma'aseh, even if it's done without a ma'aseh. Since it could be done with a ma'aseh, it's called a lav sheyesh b'ma'aseh. How do we square all that information? Let's add another piece. The chinuch says on bayachil, the lav of violating a neder, which is chashvu in the previous shir. Now here we have a neder. Bayachil dvori, a person asks himself, a person, let's say, is madar hanor for himself, he's not going to, he asks himself hanor from this couch, this field, this bed, whatever it is. He violates that. There's no iser per se on sleeping in the bed. The iser is the bal yachil dvoroi in making chulin his word. That's the whole mesach nedarim is based on that. That a person has a koyach to be mad or something. He created dover hanodur. When he's in violation that he's been mechal dvoroi, lo yachil dvoroi, says the chinuch. That the lav leyachal dvori is a lav she'en boi ma'isa, because it doesn't necessarily need to be done by an aver. He gives a case. What would be, let's say, Ruvain assured Bahano his couch. And not that Ruvain went and slept on the couch. Shimon went and slept on the couch. Now Shimon's not allowed to because he's in violation of Ruvain's nether. According to some Rishonim, according to the Ran, what Reuven does when he asus the couch Bahano is he creates, it's like let's say the couch was used for Avodah Zarah. Shimon is in violation. The one who's over on the lav by Yachal Dvar is Shimon. The Chinuch and the Ramah hold no. The one who's over is Reuven. The one who made the neder, the Aveira is being Michal Dvar, the Bal HaDvarim is Reuven, the one who asked the couch. What happens if Reuven doesn't sleep on the couch himself? He just facilitates Shimon sleeping on the couch. So if Shimon forced his way onto the couch and Reuven screaming no, so Reuven's not over, it's not his fault. But what happens if Reuven was the one who facilitated Shimon sleeping on the couch? Reuven's in violation of the nether, says the chinuch, but it's a lav shein b'maisa. Why? Because he's passive. He didn't sleep on the couch. He just facilitated Shimon sleeping on the couch. So it's a lav shein b'maisa. Which means that when you have something which can't be done, and the chinuch says in that case, even let's say Reuven slept on the couch, since there are cases where Reuven could be in violation of the nether without doing something, just by having Shimon do something, so even where Reuven is the one who actually slept on the couch, Reuven's doing a ma'isa, still, it's a lav shein b'maisa. So here we have the chinuch telling us that anything which can be done without a ma'isa, like we just said, anything that can be done without a ma'isa, if it's done with a ma'isa, it's a lav shein b'maisa. At the same time, we have a case which clearly squares off not like this concept. The Rambam says, one of the classic lav shein b'maisas is bal yirah on Pesach. Person has chametz in his possession. He's not over that passively. Person has chametz, he didn't get rid of it, he was negligent. He didn't get rid of chametz. Owning chametz on Pesach is a lav, but you don't get malchus. Why? It's a lav shein b'maisa. It's also, by the way, a lav anit chalaseh, because you have to burn it like sveifas noisa. Sveifas noisa and chametz all learned out from each other, and both of them are mechuyev sveifa. Lav shein b'maisa is because the having of the chametz is the issur, not the doing something. What happens if somebody has chametz, not because he had it and he was negligent, he didn't get rid of it, but because he bought chametz on Pesach. He went out to the store and he actually bought a box of bran flakes. He bought himself a bag of pretzels, he gets malchus. As I stated in Rambam, the problem is that the chinuch agrees with the Rambam. The chinuch brings the Rambam. Very hard to understand. L'chayra, it's a case of something which is done passively, which is done without a ma'isa, and it happens to be circumstantially, you're doing a ma'isa, so you get malchus? Isn't that mamish not like the chinuch that we just brought down? In the Rambam himself, there's another stereo, Shagasai discusses Barichus, the Rambam says that there's a love of bir reikonis. Bir reikonis means there's a love of leiro upon a reikom, of being in the azoro without bringing a korban on the first day of Yom Tov. A person on Yom Tov has to be other regals. A mitzvah said to be other regals. A mitzvah said to bring a oilas riyav. A person in the azoro. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. He was oilo regal without a korban riyav. Leiro upon a reikom is a love. So l'chay, when a person walks into the azor with his arms folded, without a carbon at his side, l'chay is over the lav. Says the Rambam, there's no malchus. Why is there no malchus? Because a person can be over that avera without doing a ma'isa. He slept in the azor from the night before. He was there from Erev Yom Tov. So he did a ma'isa, he's there. It's a passive lav of not having a carbon. So the fact that he walked in is not an avera. Is not mechayiv and malchus, even though right now he did it actively by going into the azor without a carbon. No, it's a lav shem ma'isa. The Chayyim seems to say that the Rambam holds wherever you could be over the very same avera without a ma'isa, even if you do with a ma'isa, lav shem ma'isa. Isn't that a blatant stereo to what we just said chometz bePesach, that even though the main way of being over the avera is passively, but if you did it with a ma'isa, there is malchus. L'chayiv, this sets us on the road of defining a new definition in avera. What we're going to have to say, and this is really going to take us to cover all the bases that we just discussed. What we're going to have to say is that the definition of lav sheyesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa, is not what we said in the previous year, that it's a way of classifying, defining existentially what the lav is. Is it a lav that's a proactive violation of Ratzon HaBorei, or it's a objectively passive way of being over in Ratzon HaBorei? No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is taka, yub chayiv, malchus, if you did it with a ma'isa. You're not chayiv if you did it without a ma'isa. However, there's a new k'neche. The added layer of understanding that we're going to add is that sometimes a person could do a ma'isa, which is, by definition, the ma'isa of that avera. Sometimes a person does a ma'isa which just facilitates him being in a state. Really, the avera is the passive. It's a state. Let's go back to one of the examples we gave, Loi Sikoi. What the Chinuch is saying is not that it's totally whether you did a ma'isa or not, or the fact that you can do it without a ma'isa makes it a lav shem ma'isa. No. It's totally in, if you did something with a ma'isa, you get malchus. If you do an avera actively, you get malchus. Do an avera passively, you don't get malchus. But, let's define for ourselves. What is the avera of Loi Sikoi? Says the Chinuch, since I see that the smoldering resentment, the fact that he's holding on to a grudge, is the avera, then if the way he expressed that was sticking on his foot and tripping yesterday, the guy who teased him yesterday, and now he trips him getting onto the bus, the guy falls and breaks his nose, the ma'isa avera, the avera is the sticking at his foot, or the avera is the relationship that you have a grudge, that you hate the guy. The avera is the relationship that you haven't given up on the grudge. The fact that you express that with a ma'isa is not the avera. The avera is the relationship. It expresses itself in sticking out a foot. Or it can express itself in not lending him or not giving him a boost when he needs today. But the avera be'etzem is the relationship, not the ma'isa. The ma'isa is only circumstantial. It's not the ma'isa avera. The same thing is with going into the azor. What the Rambam is saying is that avera is being in the azor without the prerequisite carbon. The avera is not the walking into the azor. The avera is loyiro, being in a state of ri'iyas panim without a carbon to be magdim p'nei Hashem. The avera is not the walking in. The raya to that is the fact that I could be there from yesterday and I'm over the avera if I'm there today without a carbon. However, chometz bePesach, the avera might be having the chometz. But when a person buys something, is that just a circumstantial act? Or buying something is an act of having? When you buy something, it's not just the circumstantial way of having. the buying, the doing a ma'aseh kinyan, is the way one has something, is by buying it. That is an act of having. He's creating that, the bailus, in the chometz, with a ma'aseh of creating bailus. If bailus would be something which would be a passive state, so then even if one created it with a ma'aseh, that's just circumstantial. But ownership is something that's created by acquisition. So if the way he became the owner is by acquiring that thing, then that's called a ma'aseh avera. What we said about the machlokes, the Tosfos and the Ramban, is Tosfos and the Ramban have a subjective machlokes in this specific case. When a person is in violation of a shvuah, and we said that the avera of a shvuah is the whole day, he has a commitment, he has an obligation to uphold his word by eating whatever it is he said he was nishba that he's going to eat. He was nishba, he's going to do kach v'kach the whole day. He's committed, he has a commitment at least, to keep his word. When you do something in the middle of the day, is that just a circumstantial way of assuring that you're not going to be able to keep your word? Or since you right now have a chiyuv, have an obligation to keep your word, doing an activity which makes it, renders you unable to keep your word, taking the kikar that you said you were going to eat and throwing it layom, is that maisa circumstantial that now you can't eat the bread? Or that maisa is that you're actually going ahead and actively undermining your obligation to keep your word? That is a subjective machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos, specifically in the case of Shvuah. But in other cases, we could say that there's a defined way of defining the Averis. Some Averis are the Maisa, and some Averis is the state. The Maisa is just circumstantial to get into that state. The Averis is the relationship. The Averis is not hitting him with a whip. Taver is creating a relationship vis-a-vis an Eved Ivri where you treat him like a slave on a plantation. That's Taver. Chometz Pepes, like we're saying, the Aver is the having, but buying is a more pronounced, is an active form of having. Buying is an expression of having. So when you do that Maisa, that's a Maisa Aver. Interesting, there's another case in the Chinuch himself. Like we said, the Chinuch says that by Yachel, the Averis, it's a lav she'en b'maisa, because the Avera is the chilul of Dvorov, the lack of respect for his word, which is done when the person doesn't uphold his neder. The Avera is not the eating, or the lying down on the couch, or the being nene from something that he was madar and off from. The Avera is the state of violation of Kedushas Dvoroi. That state is a passive state. That state is not an active state. You maybe could create that with a ma'isa, but that ma'isa is just circumstantial to bring about that state. That's lav she'en by ma'isa. But what's striking is that the Chinuch himself says there's a case by a nozir. A nozir is in a beis hakvoros, and nozir is not allowed to go into beis hakvoros. He's in a beis hakvoros. He's mekabel on himself nazirus. The halacha has to go out right away, because nazirus and basic words don't go together. No, he's not allowed to be mitame himself. If he's standing over there, the Gemara says that he's over by Yachel Dvorei, because he's over on the lav of Nozir. He's also over on the neder of Nozir, the by Yachel Dvorei. Says the Chinuch that in that case he gets Malchus. He gets Malchus on the by Yachel. I would just say the by Yachel is the lav shame by Maisa. The Teretz is that in most nedarim, if the neder is, let's say, eating or not eating, or then the neder is asking up hanor from a certain fruit, from cake, from a bed, from a field, whatever you have, all the maisim that he's going to do to get to that are only circumstantial, like we just said. That's not the maisa aver. In a nozir, true, it's also a neder, but over there, the neder is a specific type of neder that the Torah put on him. So over there, violating his neder by walking into a beis hakvaros, the Torah defines that not as a circumstantial maisa. The Torah says that the maisa of walking into a beis hakvaros is a maisa of violating the vows of nazirus. So that maisa is not circumstantial, that now the maisa creates that you're in a passive state of violation. You're actively violating that neder. That's, the chil is done actively. So it's not that you're going to give a one size fits all. This type of lav is an active type of lav. This is a passive type of lav. It has to do with whether you violate it actively or passively. But very often, The activity you're doing is only circumstantial to get you to be over passively. In the case of Nozir, over there, that is the Maisa Avera, that's called being over actively. So that would be called Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. So we've covered basically the definition of Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, Lav She'en B'Maisa. We'll give just one more example of active passive as it plays out another in Halacha. Sugya in Brochus, where it talks about is a person could be over an asay in a passive state. B'shev al tasa, it could be mevatel nasay for kavod abrius. God will kavod abrius, it would doich an asay, but not nasay where you're violating it actively, only where it's passive. The Gemara gives an example. The person's walking down the street, and somebody else realizes that he's wearing a beggar that's climbing. You have to go over, you have to rip the clothing off him, because he's in a land, there's no chochmas. Ein chochmas, ein tfuna neged Hashem. He has to, even though, you know, having his hat taken off or his jacket taken off in the middle of a busy street is quite embarrassing. Kavod Abrius, nothing you can do about it. Rotz not bothering. Masha'en Kein, if a person has a beged without tzitzis, so he doesn't have to rip off the beged. Let's say a person's tzitzis ripped. And does he have to get undressed in the middle of the street? In the middle of a shul. And he realizes that his tzitzis string ripped. Does he have to, right now, where he's standing, pull off his shirt and pull off his talis cotton, or could he hurry out and go to the bathroom and pull off his talis cotton? The halacha is that he's allowed to go out. Why? Because he's only in violation passively. Why is he in violation passively? Because Daveri is not putting it on. Daveri is wearing it. Taisu says on that, that's a sugi in brokers. Taisu says in Yivam Vestav Tzadikam and Beis, that if the Gemara defines the asay of osu lochem tzitzis as being passive, that means that Daveri is not putting on a beged that doesn't have a beged of dalet kanfis. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is putting on a beged of dalet kanfis with tzitzis. So you're not over that actively by putting on a beged. It's if you have on a beged with dalet kanfis, so then you have mechuyev to put on tzitzis. If you don't have tzitzis, you're in passive violation. Daveri is not the putting on the beged. Daveri is not tying tzitzis strings to the beged that you're wearing. And the Mordechai paskins la'alocha, Taisus over there says it, the Mordechai paskins la'alocha, halocha l'maisa. Let's say a person has a beged dal kanfis, it's Shabbos. So putting on the beged is not a violation of any assay. The problem is only that if you put it on, then you have to tie on ukshartem. You have to tie on tzitzis strings. So vazulochem tzitzis. You have put on the beged on Shabbos, the beged of dal kanfos. And let's say a person has a talis, a chosen, and the tzitzis weren't made properly. They're possible. The tzitzis were made shalal lishma, missing strings. According to the Mordechai, he's allowed to put on the talis. Now he's mechuyev, he's an oinis. You can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos, it's a malacha. So you're not in violation of an assay because there's no way you could have done it. If we look at that veira as being putting on the beged, so you're not allowed to put on the beged because that's a violation of the mitzvah of tzitzis. But if the aveira, the bittul mitzvah assay is the not tying tzitzis, he's allowed to put on the beged. The fact that now he can't tie on the tzitzis, he's only an oinis. That's the halacha that comes out from Tosfos and the Mordechai and Yevam Estav Tzadi. The Shagasai argues on this exposition, barichus, but that's what Tosfos and the Mordechai say. So but then what's interesting also is the Levisha's klayim is considered bekum vaasei. Levisha's klayim is called bekum vaasei, even if the person was wearing the clothing, and let's say even if he was an oinis, and only then was it discovered that the clothing is klayim. Well, then he became a chuyiv. So is that called now he's in violation actively? Taisa says that yes. But the pshat is because the aver batsim is putting it on. So even though right now he's not doing it with the maisa, the aver of wearing something is considered a hemshich. The same way you can put on something when you actually put it on, keeping on wearing something is also a form of putting it on, if that's the aver. If the aver is the having it on without the tzitzis, so the aver is passive. If the aver is putting it on, then having, it was put on, but now you kept it on, is considered an active form of being over that avir. So this is just another place where active and passive play themselves out with nafkaminas lalacha. So we've read Adorch, we've discussed all the different stodim of lav sheish mamais. Lav sheish mamais comes up a lot of places in Shas, defining different mitzvahs and averos in sugyas, legabe malchus, legabe other dinim lahalacha, in what is the aver, what's not the aver, what's only a maisa which facilitates the aver, but it's not the maisa of the aver itself. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to discuss in the next few shiurim, the sugya of Yavid Leimahani, these type of definitions are going to make themselves present also. It's going to be a prominent player in defining for ourselves different love and when there is the klal of Yavid Leimahani and when there isn't the klal of Yavid Leimahani.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.